But in the same seats.
They could put us in the corner or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they're still letting us have, they're still letting us wield moving power.
That's what happens with old civil servants. If they're not like running or trying to put a project for them, it involves what you do with the next thing.
Can't chew the leather anymore, you can't get it over there.
But we are front and center in the
Irish, it's there. Still
good.
Nathan came around last Friday, talked to everybody, toured the floors.
You ever saw that with the previous thing?
Don't know how much time after that, but. One time's.
Good enough, right?
Thank you. Good morning, members of the commission. My name is Danny D'Angelo. I'm an architect and planner with the Department of Planning and Development. This is UD 2023-02 REV, Architectural Review of the Reservoir Park Community Center. City of Akron is planning an addition to the existing Reservoir Park Community Center located at 1735 Hillside Terrace. The community center is located within Reservoir Park in the Goodyear Heights neighborhood. Over the past several years, the City of Akron Recreation and Parks Bureau has engaged with residents through surveys and community meetings to identify the programming and design improvements needed at the Reservoir Park Community Center. City staff have worked with residents to ensure that the proposed facility meets the current and future needs of the neighborhood. The original stone community center building was constructed in 1933 as a works progress administration project. A kitchen and community room were added to the north side of the original structure in 1990. The city proposes to demolish the 1990 addition and build a new 4,854 square foot addition at the northwest corner of the original structure. The completed 8,690 square foot community center will include several multi-purpose activity spaces and meeting rooms, as well as a modern kitchen. The interior of the original facility will be renovated and the restrooms will be ADA accessible. The addition will include a new main entrance facing Hillside Terrace. The massing and gable roof forms of the addition take cues from the original structure, while the simple volumes and clean masonry details of the new addition distinguish it from the original. The exterior of the addition is clad in a brick veneer in colors of tan and gray to pick up on the tone found in the stone of the existing building. The brick on the majority of the addition is laid in a typical running bottom pattern. Accent panels of brick in a Flemish bond pattern with projecting corbels add visual texture and shadow lines to the simple building forms. The addition will have a standing seam metal roof in a dark gray color, while the existing building will receive a new asphalt shingle roof. The canopy over the new entrance will be clad in a metal panel system with concealed fasteners. Windows in the addition will be in a luminous storefront glazing system in a dark bronze finish. Windows in the original building will be replaced with new fiberglass windows. The current double-hung windows will be replaced with casement windows in order to return the openings back to their original appearance. The budget for the Reservoir Park Community Center is $5.1 million and is being funded from the city's American Rescue Plan Act allocation. The design of all buildings and site work located on city properties required to be reviewed by the Urban Design and Historic Preservation Commission. The commission is tasked with making recommendations on the design of the project to the city administration. The Department of Planning and Urban Development staff recommend approval of the Reservoir Park Community Center. Thanks.
Thank you. And we have from Brian presenting. Next to the reservoir pool, which is currently being renovated under a different
So accent that too. So that's a different project, but we want to make sure that the site plan works for that project as well. They have an outdoor gathering space in the back. We wanted to keep that. They have a wood burning fire pit. We wanted to keep that to make it a little bit better accessibility for that space. They have a playground here. They also have some features here. We want to keep all of them so that they're not changing that currently there. We also wanted to, again, work with the pool, have some nice shapes, get rid of a lot of those walls, which just aren't necessary anymore. And they're painted blue, very bright, very bold. Try to take those away and soften the site in general.
While keeping the existing trees.
So, yeah, grading wise, we're essentially meeting all the grades that are present. And so we have the pool, we have the pool, we have everything throughout the site. We're meeting the existing parking lot. The parking lot there was done within the last five years. We're not changing that, meeting those grades. We're also trying to, there's no wall that is out to the street, so we're adding that as well. Planting-wise, we're trying to keep it as simple as possible. We're adding trees for the most part, trees and lawn. We found, speaking with the folks there, they want a lot of gathering places where they can gather under the trees and just have a nice lunch when they're at the pool or they're at the So some of the features we intend to use are very similar to the other centers that we've done recently, the lights, the trash can, the bike racks, simple benches, and then some gathering seating. Planting palette, again, fairly simple. We want to use trees, native or that, but native trees and shrubs. Things that are easy to take care of, that they won't have many issues with.
So as we move into the plan, we'll walk through kind of the circulation and the sequence of spaces, but I want to call your attention to the gray shaded portion. It is that we are taking.
Saying good job.
Oh.
Don't worry.
The shaded walls you see is the footprint of that original structure that we're proposing to renovate. So, schematically, this space stays functionally the same as it is. We're just renovating those spaces inside. But what we're doing is, from this point on, we're creating a space that's going to serve as a vestibule, as a lobby space, as a gathering. Smaller spaces, but we use an operable partition. through those forms, but do it in a very clean and contemporary manner, with clean detailing and very simplified elements. As we move around the sides of the building, this would be that multi-purpose space with large windows, and then again, as you see a little bit better in the renderings, we're proposing in order to break up that brick facade to provide areas of an accent that's the same color brick, but in a slightly different pattern with a small portal so that you get a shadow line. Moving around the building, again, kind of creating a cluster of forms that work with the existing and don't overpower it. In the palette that we're proposing, here's a clip of the existing stones. It's got a lot of warm tones, a lot of browns and taupes. So we're proposing, there's only a small portion of this that's the darker brick that you see there on the right. And then most of the facility would be a more buff, cleaner brick. We'll have some metal panel at the canopy, standing seam metal roof, aluminum window system. And so for the standing seam, we're proposing to have the seams 16-inch on center panel, but for durability and for the oil canning, the seam section of panel that I have there. So the panel will have ribs and at the 6-inch mark to provide stability. So we get into the renderings. You can see the existing facility here and the transition area where we move into what would be the new entry and new addition. Now, I will say, this specific piece right here we're called, in the packet that you guys have is called out as a metal panel. Mm-hmm. And we're currently looking at changing that to a panel that has more of a stucco textured stone or textured feel, so that it blends a little bit more with this piece, but it would be a panel that's, it's a Nichihau panel, so it's 18 by 6 foot in kind of stucco texture. So it's going to give you kind of a panelized version of this where the scale is slightly different, but more of a texture relating back to the original.
How many seams down on this? These are 18 by?
So they're 18 by 6. On the back of the panel, there's like a bead of sealant, so there's no exposed fasteners.
So this can glue to a substrate.
It hangs on.
And then the seams are glue butt nails.
Seams are butt, and then there's like it comes with a like a bead around the panel where it's sealed, but it will be basically functional.
So there's no gap at all.
Correct.
That's the action color. So it's going to be a monolithic.
Yes, yeah.
And I can address that. It's not my favorite.
We really, it's kind of that, you always have that one piece that you kind of struggle with. So that's, I think, too, we need to study kind of the transition from where the stone goes to that panel. I don't know if there's a trim piece that we need to add, but something to kind of like step in. We need to really look at what that detail is at the stone, and maybe there's a header piece. But I feel like it's some sort of transition element that So as far as material palette, this is the buff brick, this is that darker brick. The, depending on the manufacturer that is chosen, the idea would be for that entrance canopy with the metal panel to work with the storefront system and kind of have that all sort of the same color palette and vocabulary. And the standing seam would then play off of that in either like a gray or a brown, gray or a brownish tone. The window system, glazing wise, is the same makeup that we've used at Adivas with, there's an inner layer of vandal resistant inner layer and a clear glass.
Is the existing building a shingle roof right now?
Yes, it is.
And what color will it be? Because the pictures make them both look brown, but then it's mentioning that the metal seam is gray. So what color will the existing new roof be? Will they be matched?
It's not going to match, but it will coordinate. So the shingle actually has a mix of like gray and brown, and it's just going to be one solid color.
And when I first looked at it, I understand it kind of looks different because of the constructional materials, but I like it. It had a jerked head on each of those peaks, which then actually ties in the window treatments and makes them look a little bit less obvious as you're following.
You're saying on this facade?
Mm-hmm. We did look at that and we were concerned with doing that. Like, the idea of this was to be clean and simple, and we were concerned that it was starting to get fussy with the materials. But we can look at that. Locations that we were looking at.
which I think is a great idea, functional, but it may open up easier ways to work in the project. But again, I think ultimately the way to look at this is to take a closer look at the dimensions of the existing building. Like, the sizes, the space between the buildings, the heights, take perhaps a set of dimensions.
Bigger if you look small, window.
Right.
But there may be a way to, if nothing else, even to break the windows up that are in the buildings.
And that's kind of where we were looking at this as kind of a clear being physical within the condition, and then clear being just a very simple window so that it leaves open. And kind of letting the detail of that building be the detail.
So what you're saying is that the area, the larger windows there are plug and connected between.
Correct.
I think that lines literally, and then try to apply them to the newer building. it's something to look at. I don't know if it's going to look, it'll look that, it'll be that good, but it's worth shaking and looking at it. I'm not sure.
Sure. I'd like to make a suggestion to the city. I think this is a good example of it, of having some interpretive signing. I know that the city has the capacity, I know it's not your project, but at this point to make this suggestion is that with the city's capacity to make that metal signing and then taking down the trees in front of the historic structure, it's a great opportunity to tell about the historic structure. And also that you've got this reservoir, which is important. I just recently had an opportunity to stop by the Ohio Welcome Center a while ago, and I'm pleased with this historic signage. They had fantastic outdoor signage, which highlighted native species, and so you're talking about the planting system, again, using that as an educational opportunity, is highlighting, maybe having some signage that highlights those plants or trees so that the students then see that and it becomes something that becomes familiar to them, and they can use it to be happy to share the imagery, because what I liked about that signage is a little bit different than what you might see in the National Park Service and the Summit Metro Park. It had a coated texture of green, which really blended into the landscape, especially with the greenscape. So
I can speak to that a little bit. I'm Michelle DPR, the project manager. We did bring to the Urban Design Commission the sign package. Really, that's the front of the building.
Right.
And we want to talk a little bit about that on Brick Road as well. But our council woman on the board and also our at-large councilman is, you know, really interested in the history of Reservoir Park, the reservoir itself. They want to pay homage to the original caretaker of the building, which is, I believe, the Boggs family. I don't have that information. That's things that we need to gather. They would actually love to see some interpretive history here about the importance of water in Akron and all of the work that has been done. They'd like to see us preserve that water tower that exists on the site, and then the reservoir adjacent to the building is also slated for reconstruction as well. That reservoir is over 100 years old and is in need of reconstruction. And so those are all conversations that are happening both with our water department and councilperson. We don't have history developed yet. I believe there's actually a line item in the budget to start looking at some of those things associated with the history. But there is an opportunity both on the inside of the building. That's something that we're talking about is, you know, learn more about the history, and we might have some room set aside in that southern community room. You know, they were talking about having pumps there. If you're not familiar with the history of water in Akron, I mean, we bought most of Geauga County to protect our watershed. So we really have this, we have three reservoirs, including Lake Rockwell for our water system. Very innovative at the time for what we were doing to provide water to our citizens and our corporations that were here in Akron. And then as far as the outside of the building, we actually do have an allowance for both the monument signage on the exterior of the building, but also interpretive signage that is associated for those, you know, any green infrastructure or any landscaping or anything that we want to do on that end. So
that's exciting. Well, thank you so much. And I also think it would be great to think about the larger picture for an Ohio historical marker and application. So thank you.
Michelle, do you want to look at that sign? For the, can we look at that?
I need the hot spot.
If you want to go there. So we have a sign with the main identification sign.
Right. I remember the main identification sign. I just felt like this one in particular because of the building's history and that addition of information. And I appreciate the signage inside, which I know some of it also has something to do with murals and things of that nature. We'd love to see some things outside for the people that may come to the center and not feel like they want to go in.
Sure.
Or
this is a sign we told you, and we talked about when we you looked at the general sign package, there were the parts.
Yeah.
And we said that we're going to be taking some of the larger community center signs through a conditional use process. And so that's what we're going to need to do with this particular sign. So we wanted to just make sure that you guys saw this, that this is a new standard for the parks that they're going with.
Yeah, that's because they have that capacity to do the color print on metal.
Right.
It really looks clean.
Actually, a lot of
the machines
that they take, so
yeah.
We have that now in house.
Do what you can.
taken some suggestions too, and it was to make for my suggestions.
And what were your suggestions?
Basically, you learned some of the, most of the same things that you already.
So I'll make a motion to accept with consideration of suggestions and the motion to the city to bring such important projects to our community earlier for our assistance. I second that.
And Mr. Wheeler, you pretty much encapsulated it's in the minutes of what you'd like to see with that recommendation. So we have that in there too as well. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. So Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Hefner?
Aye.
Ms. Kukwa?
Aye.
Mr. Wheeler?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
And the sign.
No luck on the sign.
No luck on the sign.
We'll do the sign another time.
Okay.
Where do you have it going?
So it's a real clean sign. It's about a certain size. It's about having the new logo on it. My point is, if I remember it very well, it's just that opportunity for historical information, which the current new sign is playing doesn't really allow, but since Michelle says that there's other options for funding.
Sign across the street in terms of the closeness to the right way.
And it exceeds 30 square feet.
It does.
The monument sign does. So our other signs all in our guidance requirements, and this exceeds it.
So it exceeds the size and placement, which means we will need to take it through conditional use. So we'll be bringing that to planning commission. Next one.
So is each one coming to us? Because I remember we approved one in the past.
The, so the monument signs on their, themselves have not come.
Okay, have not come.
The signage package was approved. And then what we need to do is we determine where the monument signs go, determine if they need to go to the planning commission, which I didn't really know all of them.
We intend to use the larger signs really only in the community centers. You know, that's going to be more of a, you know, obviously they're going to want to advertise events and things on that, so the LED comes
so
in.
So since we, this committee has approved the package for
yes,
the sign,
the
now it really only needs final approval of variance and the rest of the program.
Yes. Usually,